cooler air is pushing through the Midwest this morning, and we are seeing some showers and thunderstorms occurring as the frontal boundary cuts through the region. For the most part, this storm system and a cooling trend is occurring according to plan. No big surprises are likely to come out of this as we go through the day today. The disturbance has produced some hefty thunderstorms across a small portion of eastern Iowa into northwestern portions of Illinois and southern Wisconsin here in recent hours, and certainly that is going to turn out to be the main rain event of the day. That disturbance will continue to pump up some strong thunderstorms on into Michigan and parts of northern Indiana during the course of the day, and then we'll see it die out. Some of the frontal boundary will linger back across the central plains, and that's likely to generate some other shower and thunderstorm activity as we move forward through the end of this week and into the weekend. Now, that frontal boundary could bring some significant moisture to some of the hard red winter wheat country. We're already seeing some thunderstorm activity near the Red River of the South down near the Oklahoma-Texas border area, and that's likely to continue as we go through these next two or three days. When the frontal boundary comes down and merges in with that area that's already enhanced on the rainfall, we'll likely see some rain totals perhaps getting up over an inch across some of that region. Some of the model data has been rather impressive with the rains suggested for that region earlier this week, but they have backed off on the intensity of the rain here today somewhat. I think we can still see a half to 1.5 inches of rain, perhaps some local totals over 2 inches across some of that area. Again, this will be the Texas Panhandle and north central sections of Texas, as well as some southernmost sections of Oklahoma. But the rains have been reduced for portions of southwest Kansas and southeastern Colorado, and so those areas will still be looking for a significant amount of rain. Planting season for these areas is supposed to begin around the 1st of September, so time is kind of running out a little bit for getting the ground moistened up enough to support that process, but these storms in the southwest plains will certainly be a step in the right direction. Outside of these issues, the heart of the Midwest will likely go into a dry weather mode for a little while after this cool air mass settles into the region. The frontal boundary moving through the Midwest today will likely be out of the region by this time tomorrow morning, and we'll likely see the follow-up precipitation potentials here staying rather low. But there will be a little bit of a reinforcing shot of cooler air dropping down from Canada, and will spread a few showers and drizzle across portions of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, even the northernmost portions of Illinois and Indiana, Ohio, as we go through the weekend itself. That precipitation is not likely to be very significant, a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch at the most, and in most cases it'll probably be 15 hundredths of an inch or less. The precipitation elsewhere in the Midwest is not likely to be very great, although a small disturbance may drift through the western fringes of the Corn Belt for a brief period over the weekend, and that doesn't strike me as being a very viable system. We'll watch real closely and see what happens, though. And then next week, starting about the middle part of the week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday of next week going into Friday, there will be a new cool front that cuts through the Midwest, generating a little more rainfall. And that'll be our next more significant rain event, maybe a couple tenths to 8 tenths of an inch of rain, and some local totals maybe getting up over an inch. That system will probably favor the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest again. The southwestern areas will once again be not necessarily missed, but we'll see the least amount of rainfall from that event, maintaining the drought in the southwest part of the corn and soybean production region. Our temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s over the next two or three days, with the exception of today in the southeastern Midwest, where 80s and some lower 90s are still possible. And then we'll look for low temperatures at night in those northern portions of the Midwest and getting down into the 40s. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few upper 30s occur in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, the traditionally coolest locations. We'll start to warm up next week with temperatures back in a more normal range. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.